This is Alex Hightower
and Lainey Mays.
And this is Do You Even Podcast, a podcast about everything you didn't know you wanted to know about podcasts. Do You Even Podcast? Do You Even Podcast?
We're back!
Woo! You missed us.
I know you did. Well, we missed us too, but
yeah,
the world's been a little crazy. Mm-hmm. But we are coming back, and we took our little hiatus.
Yeah,
much needed. As everyone knows, we were going through a lot in the world, and we had to take a break.
Yeah, but 2020 has been a wacky year, and it's almost over, which is wild. But I'm glad we're able to sneak in before the holidays and come back to you guys. I know listening changed for everyone, and it's definitely changed for us, but we still have some fun things we want to talk about, exciting things on the horizon. So
yes,
we're back.
Well, without further ado, we're so glad you could join us. We're coming to you live from the Four Seasons Landscaping in Pennsylvania. I know it was a hot spot, but we finally reserved a spot for us.
You're ridiculous.
Promo code. No, I'm just kidding.
Stop.
So we're back, and we took our break. We listened over the break. We just enjoyed time. We were apart, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
Recording, but we are back, and we moved because Alex and I are roommates, so now we moved into a nice, shiny new place.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back with our monthly season. Before we get into what we've been listening to, Alex, who's our first interview?
I'm so excited about this one. This is a pod I've been screaming about since the good old days, around when we started our podcast. So I'm really excited because for our next episode, Allison Berenger from Bodies, the podcast, will be joining us. Woo-hoo! I'm so excited to talk to her. We're going to have a ton of great questions. I just think that pod is, I don't know, it's just doing such important work. It's really special. It can be really upsetting at times, but really, really important. So we're just going to dig into all the feelings and just talk to Allison a little bit, about her podcast making process. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, very excited. And so that will come out as, this is our teaser for, oh my gosh, what season are we on? This is crazy. We're on season 4? We both said that.
God.
Is that a chicken?
Is that correct?
I think it is. I think season 4. So this is our little teaser for and intro. Welcome back for season 4. And this will be the first episode in our new season, which will be December 1st.
Yes.
So we always post on the first month of the season. And if you're new here, welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
We just run down. We talk about podcasts. We tell you what you should listen to, what you could listen to, what's out there. We always say we want to be like the e-news for podcasting. We just want to tell you about the lovely world of podcasting, what it means to us, introduce you to new shows because we interview podcasters. And it's something we are both really, really passionate about. And so we want to kind of get back on that train in the end of this year and then in the start of the new one. So be sure to join us on December 1st to hear our interview with Allison. But while we're doing our quick little intro, we wouldn't leave you wanting. Don't worry. We have some recommendations for you.
We do.
What have you been listening to?
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, listening has definitely changed. It's just been harder. We've talked about this on the show before, but I'm working from home and Lainey is too. And I know for me, the commute was a big part of my listening time. And now I don't have the commute, which means yay, more sleep. But it also means that I need to figure out where my podcasts go in my life and how I can listen to them and keep up with shows. So I think that, for a chunk of the summer, I hadn't been listening in my regular way. But I definitely have gotten back into it here and there. I've been dipping into, I guess, shows that I've listened to before, but I've missed a little bit. And I don't know. It's a little bit of a range. One that was really, really good that I want to start with was from Song Exploder. And so it was a reissue, actually, of an older episode. But it's Ludwig Göransson, who was the composer for Black Panther. And that soundtrack is just very, very good. If you haven't listened to it, you should. But I know when I was home, because I spent a few months with my family, I have an 11-year-old brother, and we would constantly, when I was taking little work breaks, we'd dance around in the living room together. It was just our quality time. And I remember he pulled up Killmonger's song from that soundtrack. He's like, I love this song. This song is so good. And I was like, okay, play it. And it really is like this wonderful mesh of like trap beats and like also looking at like actual, I don't know, different beats and vocals from Africa too. And it just all comes together beautifully. And when I saw this podcast, I was like, I want to listen to how this came to be, because what's special about the storyline too is you have Killmonger, this villain, hopefully this isn't a spoiler, guys. He hails from Oakland. And so you have this like really like American hip hop influence, but you also have the influence, I believe, from Senegal, which is where Ludwig went to really get his inspiration and pull his beats from. So it's a really good episode. I think also, you know, in honor of the passing of Chadwick, it just was really special to listen to this again, to hear the composer speak about working with these great actors and all the work that goes into music and to the background sounds of like these movies that we love so much. So it's a really good episode. Everyone should listen to it. Song Exploder is amazing and they always do good stuff.
Yes.
And then I also listened to a really good episode from Radiolab, and it was called Falling. I just love Radiolab. I remember Lucy would always talk about Radiolab too, and they're just so creative. It's very highly produced also, which is nice. You get interesting perspectives. But this episode called Falling was fascinating because it's kind of random, all the different like ways they looked at like the concept of falling and just explored it through these different lenses. They looked at like falling in love, they looked at like the actual physics of falling. It was so interesting. The love one had me tearing up, the physics one had me saying, why are we even looking at this? It was looking at like this strange scientific look at like cats falling from different heights and like why they survive at certain ones and why they don't at others. So like cats landing on their feet. I don't know. Radiolab is so creative and wonderful, and it just kind of was a nice way to get back into the highly produced podcast that I love. And I was like, I miss this. Like, I'm so glad I'm listening again.
Should go listen to that rat meow.
All right, Lainey. Just had to sneak it in there. Just had to do it.
Cat's out of the bag.
Okay, all right. Lainey, what have you been listening to? We're just gonna move along.
Okay, so, well, first of all, I kind of want to say, not to like toot my own horn, but just because I haven't been doing this podcast doesn't mean that I haven't been doing podcasting in some way, sort, or fashion, because I also have a podcast for work. But it's weekly, and so I've been doing that every week, and, you know, I talk to authors and editors about new and upcoming books, and so I just wanted to point that out, because if you're a reader, it would be a really good resource, because not only do we have, like, a big backlist that you can go and find a book you're interested in and hear from an author, and it's out already, or if you just want a heads up on, like, all these really great books that are coming out from HarperCollins, that's worth the listen to. So that's the Library Love Fest podcast. Anyone can listen. You don't have to be a librarian. And you can go put a hold at your local library and hopefully they'll have it there. So, you know, just to say some other podcasts that I've been working on. I've been doing a lot of political listening. So a lot of Pod Save America, a lot of like NPR politics or
news. Go for it, girl. Do what you gotta do.
The world was on fire, thankfully. I'll probably still listen, but maybe I won't be as like energetic listening. So I did a lot of that. That filled a lot of my time. You know, in the staples like My Favorite Murder or Up First and The Daily every day. Tried to get back into that even though I didn't have a commute. That was kind of hard. But I think like trying to be a little more up on the news is helpful. Also, In the Dark, Curtis Flowers, they did their last episode for that season. They're not doing any more. He officially, which, I mean, if you're new, In the Dark is a podcast, like an investigative podcast, and this is a second season that they did on Curtis Flowers for my home state of Mississippi. He was, oh gosh, he's been in prison for over 20 years for a crime that there's essentially no evidence to convict him of. He's had like 6 trials, which is like unprecedented. And finally went to the Supreme Court, much to the help of In the Dark, the podcast. And he was let go. He is not going to be charged and not going to be on trial again for this. So we're very thankful that, you know, justice won out in the end. And there were some issues with like jury intimidation. And so we're hoping that all of that gets worked out. So I listened to the last episode because they interviewed Curtis and it was a big ball of tears, but it was really great. And I'm excited for the life he gets to finish living. So that's exciting. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And important. There was one other one I thought of that I wanted to spotlight really quickly. And actually, before I mention it, Lainey, you were telling me that, like, you use Spotify a lot for your podcast now. And so when I was getting back into it, I was like, okay, well, let me try it out too. And I do like it. I do like it better just since some of the updates. Not trying to get too partial here, but I have been dipping into Spotify. And I've always loved Spotify for music because of their playlists and the way that they curate things. And so when I was getting into Spotify for podcasts, I first, of course, found all the things I already listened to, and then I just dipped into some different playlists that they had, essentially, for podcasts. And they had one that was very, this one might have been like a Gen Z one, but maybe it was just like a youth culture one. I don't know. But I was scrolling through, I was like, what do the kids listen to? But then this one was interesting. It's called How to Talk to Mommy and Poppy About Anything. Mm-hmm. And thinking about sometimes like politics or culture and generational divides and how to like reach across them and speak to your parents about difficult stuff. It just seemed like a really interesting podcast. So I only listened to one episode. It was called Dad Denies Systemic Racism. And it was a daughter talking to her father about systemic racism, about race versus ethnicity. And the way the episode was set up, the first chunk was really like her laying out the scenario, and then the second half was her kind of seeking help about how to have this conversation. And so I think they must have different people for each episode, whether it's a different type of therapist or social worker or something. But this one was really interesting because I think that the therapist who was providing assistance and trying to help, you know, give advice about how to have this conversation really gave advice for like what she should say to her dad, but also advice for her and her understandings of race and ethnicity. So it's just really good. It's really short too. It's very bite-sized, but I think it's helpful for anyone who's like trying to have tough conversations with their families. But yeah, I think it's also all for adult children of immigrants, which is interesting too, because I think as adults, we're also trying to have these like conversations in a different way for the first time. So a much needed podcast, but really interesting.
Navigating very interesting roles when you're working with adult conversations. It's probably good for parents too.
Everyone
if you're listen. If they're not willing to listen, then you're really not getting anywhere. So it's probably good for parents as well.
It could be that introduction. So it's like, maybe before I talk to you, you listen to this.
Other people have this issue too. I'm like, you don't have to understand. Exactly. You just have to listen. That's a good one. I'm interested. I'm going to download that one. And then I just wanted to say there were, two really quickly. The Bowery Boys podcast for Halloween. Woo! Well, we love the Bowery Boys. Very close to our heart. We have an interview with them, so go check that out in a backlist episode. But we, actually, Lucy, who was our third amiga, but she had to leave the podcast. She and I started this podcast, and then we actually, before that, we started talking about podcasts in general, and the Bowery Boys Halloween episode was the intro into all of that, so it started it all. And that was probably one of my first podcasts I listened to. But every year they do because they're a history podcast, but they do a New York City history, Halloween-centric podcast. They always do New York, but it's like interesting because it's like spooky times, and they work a lot to make it kind of creepy and fun. It's really fun. And so this one, they did literary horrors, so that was cool. Like Lovecraft, and they talked a little bit about Poe, but they talked about him in another episode. They didn't go as far in. Lots of literary big names in New York City and their different spooky stories. So, you know, props to them. They do it well every time. That got me in the Halloween spirit. And then a while back, I listened to Death, Sex, and Money, where they talked to Bobby Burke from the Fab Five Queer Eye reboot, and it's from July, so it's a little bit away, a long time ago, but How Bobby Burke Became a Boss is what it's called. And I thought it was just so open and sweet for him to kind of be really honest about his upbringing, because as you know on the show, he's very vocal about how his family was not accepting. And so, I don't know, just like interesting stories about how he's kind of like kicked out and had to make his own way in his life and what he had to do for that. So I found it very intriguing, and I felt for him in that story. And he's a hard worker, as we know. He builds like a whole house.
We see it.
but so those are some things I've been listening
nice.
To.
Nice. We got a nice range of recs here too. Anything you're looking, if you want to go political, if you don't want to go political, like we got it all. So
it's funny because when Alex and I wanted to record this, we sat down and we were like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. And then like all these things come out. But,
we came up with plenty. Yeah. So there's plenty out there. People are still producing stuff, even though it is harder and it's different. It's a different landscape, but there's so much content that's still coming at you.
Yeah. And again, for any new listeners, we have a whole blog post where we data mined all of these podcasts that are doing something in particular or special for COVID and around Corona. And so you can check that out on our blog or our website, which is doyouevenpod.com. So go check that everything out there. We have all the info and we update our blog. So go check out those posts. Unending recommendations all around. And you can also write to us and let us know.
Yes, we love to hear from you guys. So please give a shout. If there's something you want to see or hear, we are happy to do so.
Well, is that it?
I think that's it, Wayne. Okay. We're keeping it quick this time because we're welcoming you all back.
Yeah. You can go listen to all of those episodes. And then we'll be back with our regular
format,
which is a podcast interview. And then we'll do a BYOP, Bring Your Own Podcast, where one of us will tell you a little bit about a podcast we're listening. The other one doesn't know. It's a surprise. And
calendar corner.
This has been like a fave, so right? We're keeping calendar corner. We're gonna tell you how to celebrate all the holidays with every podcast we can.
There's plenty coming up too, so please look out for that.
Yes, and you're gonna need it when you're on the way to see the family that maybe you don't want to get in any fights and you want to just listen to a podcast and put it slowly in your ear at the dinner table. We're gonna tell you how to do that.
We got you.
All right, be well, stay safe, everybody.
Bye.